Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, January 13th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Rural Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting off with your local news, we have another active warrant from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. Stephen Richardson has an active warrant for violation of probation for fleeing to elude. If you have any information, please call the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or to remain anonymous and potentially earn a cash reward, call Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Remember, it is a crime to conceal the location of a wanted individual from law enforcement. The milling and resurfacing project of Polk Road from State Road 62 to U.S. Highway 17 southbound will begin on Monday, January 16th. Construction will require portions of the road to have periodic single-lane traffic, so please use caution in the area. For more information or questions, call the Hardy County Road and Bridge Department at 863-773-3272. And the Florida Supervisor of Elections Scholarship is back, and it will offer four $1,200 scholarships to Florida college students. Applicants must be registered voters in Florida and have lived in the state for at least the preceding 2 years. Applicants must be at least a junior in college and pursuing a degree in political science, public administration, business administration, journalism, or mass communications. Students must be enrolled or accepted full-time and have maintained at least a C average or above the previous year. The deadline to apply is March 10th, and applications can be picked up at the Hardy County Supervisor of Elections Office, South Florida State College, or Hardy Senior High School. For more information or questions, call 863-773-6061. Your local events: the City of Bowling Green will host a downtown master plan community workshop on Thursday, January 19th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the Bowling Green Elementary School cafeteria. Residents are invited to attend and provide input on what they'd like to see for downtown Bowling Green. Open Mic Night returns to Heritage Park this Monday night, also from 6 to 8 p.m. Each Open Mic Night features live music and signups are upon arrival. Bring a chair or blanket, order food from a downtown restaurant, and enjoy live performances from your local bands. Also for Main Street Wauchula, tickets are on sale for Main Street Wauchula's Hometown Happy Hour on January 20th and the Historic Ghost Tour on January 27th. Hometown Happy Hour will offer samplings of old school hops at participating Main Street businesses, and the Historic Ghost Tour features a trolley tour through downtown Wauchula with characters from the past reliving their greatest moments and stories. The link for tickets is mainstreetwauchula.ticketleap.com. Once again, all one word, mainstreetwauchula.ticketleap.com. And registration for the 2023 Hardy County Sheriff's Office Citizens Law Enforcement Academy is now open. Spots are limited and they will fill up quickly, and the deadline to apply is March 31st. For more information, visit hardyso.com or call 863-773-0304. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Wright is looking for a traffic control flagger. Qualifications include a valid driver's license, reliable transportation, and the ability to work in all weather conditions. eLogic is looking for a moving and installation services on-call leader. A valid driver's license and U.S. work authorization are required, and Mid-Florida Community Services is looking for a meal site aide, a valid driver's license, and 1 year of social, senior, or public service experience are required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we'll read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
When you think of a bank, you think of people in a building. But when you have the First National Bank of Wauchula mobile app, your bank is right in your pocket. When you get a check, you can deposit it right where you are. You can see your transactions and even check your balances right where you're at. You can pay your bills right where you are. So when someone asks you, where is your bank? You can tell them, my bank is wherever I am. Because if you download and use the First National Bank of Wauchula mobile app, your bank is right where you are. Download the app for Google and Apple. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever seen a play and thought, that seems like fun? Well, you would be right. It is tremendous fun, and you have the opportunity to come and try it out for yourself. The Hardy County Players is holding auditions for the winter play on Monday, January 23rd and Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, January 28th at 10 a.m. at historic Wauchula City Hall and Auditorium located across from the post office on Main Street. We are looking for a primarily adult and teen cast to perform The Groom Has Cold Feet, which is a murder mystery western featuring audience participation and fun for the whole family. We will be reading lines from the script at auditions, but if you'd like to prepare something ahead of time, that would be excellent too. Come join your community theater and figure out who done it.
HardyMidday.com is your internet destination for area news, upcoming events, and so much more. Our new site combines the stories and events you'll hear on Hardy Midday, plus national happenings. Get an instant look at your weekly weather, plus live radar. Listen to past Hardy Midday shows, and you can even send us your events using our friendly message form. Write it down or make it a bookmark. www.HardyMidday.com. That's www.HardyMidday.com. Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Rural Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 67 degrees out, feels like 64. Mostly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of rain. Your shade temperature is 62 degrees. The maximum UV index is too low. Winds west-northwest at 21 miles an hour with gusts up to 38. Your humidity slightly humid at 73%. The dew point is 58 degrees. Your air quality is fair. The cloud cover is 76%. 10 miles of visibility, and your cloud ceiling is 14,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:52 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This afternoon, cooler with highs in the upper 60s, temperature falling into the lower 60s later this afternoon. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming northwest later this afternoon. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, much cooler with lows around 40. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Saturday, sunny, cooler with highs in the upper 50s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Saturday night, clear, lows in the mid 30s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. And Sunday night, clear, highs in the lower 60s, lows in the upper 30s. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for today, tonight, and the weekend. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. An October freeze followed by a relatively balmy December, capped with several consecutive days of sub-freezing temperatures, gave Georgia a few unexpected weather events from autumn into winter. Temperatures at both ends of the spectrum can affect the development of fruit crops during the dormant season, including blueberries and peaches, which are economically important crops in Georgia. Check out morningagclips.com for more on this and the impact on specific crops. And cover crops are an increasingly popular management practice among many U.S. farmers. The goal is to provide seasonal living cover between their primary commodity cash crops. Farmers plant cover crops in the fall to provide winter cover for soil that otherwise would be bare. The U.S. Agricultural Resources Management Survey says over the past 10 years, fall cover crop adoption has continued to grow. The Energy Information Administration says ethanol output dropped to its lowest level in more than 2 years, while inventories were down slightly during the last week of 2022. Production dropped to an average of 844,000 barrels per day, down from 963,000 barrels on average during the previous week and the lowest level since the week ending June 12, 2022. The only increase in ethanol production came in the Gulf Coast region.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. Farm labor reform remains a priority for the American Farm Bureau Federation and its president, Zippy Duvall. The Senate last year failed to advance a last-minute Farm Workforce Modernization Act, a bill that some thought to be the best chance for farm labor reform in decades. The legislation was passed by the House more than a year earlier. However, AFBF President Duvall says the legislation didn't do enough for Farm Bureau.
It just wasn't enough, and it didn't go far enough to provide enough workers for all of agriculture. And we are very concerned about the wage rate formula because we don't think it's sustainable. It's outgrowing the cost anywhere across the country, and we want to make sure that we have time to work on that formula that calculates that wage rate. We have to do better, and we must do better to make sure that it's sustainable for the farmer and for the workers.
What is the foreign farm labor picture here in the Southeast? I just pulled the numbers from fiscal year 22 from the Department of Labor for the H-2A program. Florida ranked number one for usage in the nation, making up 13.7% of total certified positions. California was second, followed by Georgia at 9.4%. Alabama not in the top 10.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program. For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Wall Street closed higher after a report showed inflation slowed again last month. While the report on inflation was clearly encouraging, stocks had already rallied earlier this week in anticipation of exactly such data. Analysts warned investors not to get carried away by the numbers, which were in line with forecasts. Treasury yields fell as investors grew more convinced cooling inflation will convince the Federal Reserve to downshift the size of its rate hikes. The Dow was up 217 points today to finish at 34,189. The Nasdaq gained 69 to 11,001. The S&P 500 added 13 points to 3983. New York oil rose 98 cents to $78.39 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jim Bartow. Wild Card Weekend is all about familiarity. All six games feature teams that already faced off this season, including three matchups between division rivals going head-to-head for the third time, and two clubs playing each other in back-to-back weeks. Bust out the popcorn. It should be a wild weekend. The action kicks off Saturday with the San Francisco 49ers hosting the Seattle Seahawks. The 49ers are the hottest team in the NFL, entering the postseason on a 10-game winning streak. That gave them the NFC's number two seed. The Seahawks walked off the field last week uncertain about their playoff berth and got in when the Detroit Lions upset Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers on Sunday night. Lamar Jackson was again absent from practice during the portion opener reporters. The Baltimore QB has not practiced since injuring his knee in a December 4th win over Denver. This is SRN Sports. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin has been released from a Buffalo hospital.
More than a week ago, Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest after making a tackle during a game in Cincinnati. His doctors in Buffalo say they completed a series of tests. Sean McDermott is Hamlin's coach.
Grateful first and foremost that he's home and with his parents and his brother, which is great. I'm sure it's felt like a long time since he's been able to be home.
The doctors who treated him in Cincinnati say it's a remarkable recovery. McDermott says Hamlin's job now is to continue that recovery.
For us, as DeMar's dad has said to us multiple times, and DeMar has mentioned as well, it's, you know, they want us to go do our job, and that's what we've got to do.
The Bills are preparing to host their division rival, Miami Dolphins, in a wild card playoff game Sunday. McDermott says it will be up to Hamlin if he wants to visit the team. I'm Ed Donahue.
Charles White, the Southern California tailback who won the Heisman Trophy in 1979, died Wednesday. He was 64. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the Speed Smiles and Service you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, and no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them on the web at fnbwauchula.com. And remember, if you have an account open with First National Bank of Wauchula, you can manage your accounts anytime and anywhere you go using their electronic banking system. Your quote for today: I want someone to look at me the same way I look at coffee. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Until then, have a great and safe and dry rest of your day, and a great weekend, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.